Veterans Update. New Secretary Vows to Oppose Privatizing VA. By Tom Philpott. Robert Wilkie, weeks from becoming the new Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, vowed during his June 27 confirmation hearing to oppose efforts to privatize VA. Wilkie's nomination cleared the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee by voice vote July 10, with only Senator Bernie Sanders, independent Vermont, voting no. It marked the first time in the committee's history that it failed to unanimously endorse a VA secretary nominee. The Senate confirmed Wilkie on July 23rd with a vote of 86-9. Sanders said his vote was aimed less against Mr. Wilkie than against President Trump, for fear he will pressure Wilkie to use the mandate of consolidating VA community care programs under the VA Mission Act to begin downsizing the VA system in favor of spending more to care for veterans through community-based health care providers and hospitals. Wilkie said he recognized that giving veterans the choice to use private sector care is particularly important in rural areas where access to VA health care can mean traveling hundreds of miles. That, he suggested, isn't acceptable. What choice means is giving those veterans and their family caregivers the opportunity to engage with VA any time of the day through things like telehealth, but also with the development of community care networks, which will provide them with access to services that VA can't provide, Wilkie testified. Time will tell if Wilkie's resistance to privatization is as robust as hoped for by the American Legion and other veterans service organizations. They share Sanders' concern that political appointees ensconced at VA still wish to see an aggressive shift of healthcare resources away from VA toward private sector alternatives. Veterans advocates worry that if VA facilities stay understaffed and under-resourced, reliance on the private sector of necessity will deepen. As that occurs, they also expect to see evidence that the private sector lacks the expertise and coordination of care to give veterans the full-service, integrated health care they need. At the same time, Democrats and Republicans acknowledge that veterans have had problems accessing VA care and that VA facilities need to be backstopped by networks of outside care providers. Advocates perceive the solution as a balancing act, with proper funding of VA as the most critical step. The VA Mission Act allows a flawed choice program to operate for one more year, long enough, presumably, for VA to consolidate 7 community care programs into 1, develop new clinical-based thresholds for allowing patients access to private sector care, and strengthen patient appointment and provider payment systems. The Senate committee lauded Wilkie's professional experience in leadership posts at the Defense and State Departments, as well as personal knowledge of veterans' issues from military service and from his father, a career Army officer who suffered disabling combat wounds in Vietnam. However, Senator John Tester of Montana, ranking Democrat, warned Wilkie that his predecessor, David Shulkin, complained that his plans to reform VA care were undermined by political appointees at VA and the White House, who felt he was moving too slow in shifting care to the private sector. At VA, Tester cautioned, "We are seeing political interest groups given a seat at the table instead of veterans' service organizations." Even the VA press office, he cautioned, was attacking fake news, echoing President Trump. Sooner or later, he'll come to a crossroad with appointees bent on privatization. Tester told Wilkie, "My only advice to you is to take your cues from the veterans and do what you think is right, even if political forces threaten your job." Wilkie said his priorities will be to improve VA culture by emphasizing customer service, improve access to care, reduce backlogs in compensation claims and payments, and transform business operations and information technology. Tim Philpott has been covering military personnel and veterans issues for more than 40 years.